Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. May I please speak to Francis?
Who's calling?
This is Monica. I'm calling your family from care.
What's this pertaining to? Insurance? I have Medicaid and Medicare.
No, this is because I see that you want to be the aide for Dorothy Moody. Is that
Yeah,
correct?
okay. Maybe. Yeah, I'm her aide right now.
Okay, so she's transferring over to our agency, and she informed us that you wanted to sign up to be her
Yeah, but
agency.
I'm on disability myself. Here's the problem. I can only do this part time. I'm on Social Security disability. I have talked to Social Security about it. I'm waiting for mail to come in. I can only work so many hours a day. And if my back goes again, I could be face down for a while. That's why I filed for disability. I mean, I'm good now. I lost a lot of weight, but this isn't something I can do for 11 hours, 8 hours a day. I mean, I can get up in the morning, water feed her, keep her clean, all that. But other than that, we're looking like 5 hours a day. I mean, if it's going to be 7 days, I got to keep it down so I don't lose my benefits for disability.
Right, that's fine. I mean, I do see here, let me see, I think there's someone else as well. Are you currently working that amount of hours right now with
No, I'm working, but I ain't getting paid for it.
I mean,
I mean,
that would be
she's
fine.
bedbound. I mean, she can't do anything. She's completely bedbound.
I mean, it's completely fine if you want to sign up and just do a couple of hours. And
And
then.
that's fine. I mean, how much are you paying an hour?
So let me see. She was. I believe there was. Her hours are 77 hours.
Right.
It was approved. So how many hours would you want to work? Because
I guess 30. I mean, 5 hours a day, 30, 35. That's why I'm still waiting for info from Social Security. I can, there's some, I hear some say from Social Security, I can't, I can make up to $1,600 a month and it won't affect nothing. And some say if you make that much, then they start cutting into your disability benefits, and then you have to fight to get them back if you re-hurt yourself. You know what I mean? I got to get a clear picture on this. I'm more than willing to do it. You know what I mean?
Right, I understand. Let me actually, why don't you get the information straight to see exactly how many hours you're able to work? Because based on that, we can submit a rate request on how much we can pay you.
Okay. I mean, it's.
Okay.
So what's the going rate now? I'm just curious.
I mean, it really depends on the number of hours of the case. Like, for example, if you were just one caregiver that wanted to do all of the 77 hours, then we can probably submit a rate of $13 an hour.
And what happens if I only work like 5 hours a day?
I mean, we can submit it for 13, but then they'll let us know if they can go higher. I would say maybe.
Right. I'm not. It's not that I'm trying to break it, but this is part-time money. I'm just trying to supplement my income. I'm not trying to break anybody's bank or anything like that. I'm trying to help her out, and you know, 77 hours was a lot of hours. Nothing got done around this house. We had two terrible agencies. I mean, I got in arguments with both of them, Ameribest and Jeb. They don't even want to come back. I mean, I just got done cleaning this house for like the last, we've had these two agencies for 4 years. They don't vacuum. They don't wipe nothing down. They don't do anything. I mean, all they did was make sure her butt was clean and run to the store for her, take her credit card and go shopping with her card. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, she's broke in 2 weeks and she collects good money. We had a major problem with it, with two agencies. They show up and they just want to sit there, watch movies, eat snacks. They don't wipe down the kitchen counters. They don't, all right, we had a couple of cats and stuff, but we lost four cats and a dog recently. And they refuse to run a vacuum cleaner or anything. You know what I mean? At that point, I was living upstairs in my bedroom. Then I have to come down and clean up after her and whoever the aides were. I mean, they would cook, leave grease all over the stove, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I mean?
I see. All right, Francis. So try to get us that information. I'm going to see if I can have the coordinator reach out to you to get
okay.
some information in regards to that.
Who's
and
the coordinator? Is his name Monty or something like that from Ameribest? I'm not Ameribest, Ancor.
Yes, the service coordinator is Monty. That's for your for the insurance.
Right.
But the coordinator for us, I see that it's Erica.
Okay, so you know, I have a fantastic relationship with him.
Okay, great. All right, so keep us posted, okay? And then we'll try to reach back out on Monday, okay?
Okay, yeah, because I'm waiting for the mail. I just talked to them again. I need to know exactly the guidelines I need to follow because I have a nephew who's got, like, mental issues since he was born, and he works part-time at Target, but he can only work a certain amount of hours, you know what I mean? He differs from me because he's 35. They want to see him work full-time. I'm going on 62. I'm just about – this is just for extra money, you know what I mean? I put 30 years in.
I understand.
I put 30 years in construction.
On disability, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And Social Security.
Okay.
For the last 2 years, I couldn't work no more. It got so bad. Now it's means I've been away from it for a while. I lost some weight. I got my strength back. And, you know, moving her around and heating stuff up in microwaves and cleaning the house that I'm going to clean anyway is, you know, no big deal for me.
Of course. All right. So we'll be in touch on Monday. Okay, Francis?
Okay. Thank you. What's the name of the company?
My name is Monica.
And who do you work for?
Family First Care.
Family First Care. Okay.
Yeah. The agency. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're
as long as it ain't one of them two, I don't want nothing to do with them two.
Oh, no, no worries.
Okay.
Have a good day, Francis.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye.